Mark Price. No, sorry, sorry. This is chart review, Texas Emergency Hospital. This is on doctor's name, Jeffrey Patterson. Date of visits or date of coverage, 9/26/2022. First patient is Mark, no, MP, sorry, 73-year-old man with weakness, swelling in the abdomen, low energy. Patient is undergoing chemotherapy, was found to have high white count, transferred to Kingwood with sepsis. Wife was happy with the care when I called. Next patient is VC, 82-year-old man, complain of ear pain. He has had some bleeding. He left without being seen, but he said the doctor came out and told me I really, because the wait was too long, but the doctor did come out and tell me I really need to see a dermatologist because I got cancer on my ear. He was very appreciative of the care and the fact that Dr. Patterson came out to talk to him. Next patient is DH, 51-year-old man with a gunshot wound to the foot with a .45 caliber handgun. He had basically had shattered bones everywhere. He was transferred out after Kingwood refused to take him first. He was transferred downtown. Patient did not answer the phone. Family did not answer the phone. Next patient is, but the workup was appropriate. And the urgency which he was seen was appropriate and impressive. Next patient is JP, is a 15-month-old baby with some kind of dots in his eyes. The family left without being seen. When I called the family, they stated that they came to the, they went to an urgent care because they didn't want to wait too long. Next patient is DP, is a 14-year-old with rib pain. He was assaulted at school, had 4 rib fracture. Mom was happy with the care. He was only taking the Motrin and Tylenol. Now he's having some pain issues. Having some pain issues at this time. But told him to get in touch with her family practice physician to get different pain medications, but he did not have a pneumothorax, and the family was happy with the care. RA is a 21-year-old seen with dizziness, weakness, fainting, spells, lots of anxiety. She's in a bad relationship. Apparently, lab, EKG, cardiac workup, UDS were all negative. Was treated with anxiety and treated and sent home. Patient was happy with the care. Next patient is KP, 35-year-old man with a boil on his buttocks. Which was treated 2 days ago, has not gotten any better. He needs IV antibiotics. He decided to go to Deerbrook to get IV antibiotics. He checked at our hospital to go. He admitted to the other hospital because he did not want to be transferred, so he left AMA. He did not answer the phone when I called him today. Next patient is LT. He's a 28-year-old young man with a left ankle cellulitis. Was given IV antibiotics, as well as antibiotics by mouth, which he hasn't filled. He says the ankle is still swollen. I told him he must get his antibiotics right away, but he has no fever or any other issues. Next patient is KE, 57-year-old woman with histiosarcoidosis from Oregon, had spontaneous pneumothorax in Florida, was not able to drive, so she was not able to fly, so she was able to. She was driving back to Oregon when she had shortness of breath. Came to our emergency room. CT scan shows the 2% pneumothorax which she had before when she left the hospital, and no other changes. Dr. Patterson discussed this with her previous physician, and patient was had a CT and the CT angiogram and blood work done. The workup was complete and appropriate. The fact that he talked to his other physician, her other physician, is commanding, and the patient was very happy with the care. RS left against medical advice because it was just too long to be seen. He'd taken an extra metoprolol 100 milligram. He said he went home and said, just chance it. But they know that the hospital was busy that day. Next patient is Maria MC, 52-year-old woman with urinary tract infection on Septra DS, developed pilot with a white count of 21,000, was given Zofran fluids and Rocephin sent home with antibiotics. When I asked a family member why they didn't stay, they said the doctor said we could either go home or stay. But they said mom is still running a fever and she's still sick to her stomach. I told them they need to take her back and get IV antibiotics and recheck her white count. They will do so today. Next patient is a GP, 23-year-old with vaginal bleed, positive pregnancy test, threatened abortion diagnosed when the patient had normal CBC, INR, PT, PTT, and a normal intrauterine pregnancy at 6 weeks. Patient was sent home doing better today, no more bleeding, and was happy with the care. Next patient is JK. He's a 38-year-old lady seen with body tingling, neck pain. Patient decided to leave. She states that the wait was too long. She went to an urgent care instead. Next patient is KB, 77-year-old woman with a buck stuck in her ear. She went to a different emergency room because the wait was too long, but she said she appreciated everyone and how busy everyone was. Next patient is, that's it. Thank you.